Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
You know, like, astrological signs, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Well, when I was younger, you know I'm a Leo. I'm born in August.
Right, sure, yeah.
When I was younger, I was actually a Cancer. And
oh,
I
yeah.
went to the doctor, and I was like, I hate giant crabs. Is there anything you can do to change my astrological sign? And he's like, take this Himalayan salt lamp, put it in your room, and now I'm a Leo.
He cured your cancer.
Yeah.
Right.
So now that that's on recording, you think we should just, like, cover that up for...
This is strange still.
That'll work.
Record. Yeah, that's good.
Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we answer questions you didn't think about asking.
I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Vegan.
How you doing today, bud?
As okay as ever.
Are you healthy?
I think I'm pretty healthy.
Have you been working out in this new year?
I did once.
You talked about it last week. You're working towards getting your abs.
Well, yeah. That's going great.
Yeah.
Yep. I still have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in there somewhere.
Sure. When I get up out of bed, I probably use them to like sit up.
Yeah.
You know.
Whenever someone's like, "I want abs," I'm just like, just remember the Greek artists. Knew that like the sculpture existed inside the piece of marble, they just had to chisel it out.
Right.
So that's what you gotta do, you gotta chisel
Gross.
Your abs.
Oh god, it sounds painful.
Well, here's an ice pick and a hammer.
Yeah. I would do it. Yeah.
We're getting off topic already, John. We've got a fun episode for you today. You know why?
We're talking about the most fun topic of all.
Cancer. That's right, friends. Strap in. No, this one's fun because we're talking about conspiracy theories, which we haven't done in a long time. I can't remember. Like, Montauk? Was that the last one we did?
Yeah.
Or have we done one since then?
Not since then. That was in Stranger Things. It was, like, popping.
Hot. It was hot. It was, like, a year ago. Almost a year and a half.
So we're long overdue, and we decided to pick one of the most popular ones in the world.
Yeah, this was actually recommended by my mother-in-law. So thank you for the recommendation. And we also put a poll up on Facebook asking you guys what you wanted to hear this month. And this was the second highest popular... You guys wanted it.
You work with stats.
You guys wanted this episode. So I also, speaking of Facebook... I put a poll up on my personal page just to see what my family and friends thought of whether or not the government is hiding a cure. We haven't said that, but everyone has seen the title already. And I'm going to pull up the fresh results here. It's been up for 24 hours. I think I closed it this morning.
Wow, I'm glad you did.
And it ended at 79 votes.
It was very stressful. Yeah.
It was very stressful. Like, my coworkers are texting me about it. You're texting me about it.
Yeah.
Like, Shelby's asking me about it. So it ended with 79 votes, so it did not tie, which I was very happy about because it was tied for, like, hours yesterday. And do you want to know where it ends, or should we save that for the end of the episode?
Well, it's going to be 51-49, right?
It is 51% to 49%.
Okay. And we'll save it for that.
We'll save it for the end. But for now, I want to explore whether or not...
Oh, and hold on.
Yeah.
That's not exciting. You didn't even say what the options were.
Oh. So the poll said, family, friends, I want to know what you think. Is the government hiding a cure for cancer?
And the two options, absolutely.
And no, that's preposterous.
Yes.
Which one did you vote for?
I don't want to, come on, man.
You don't want to reveal that just
yet? No,
yet?
I said no, that's preposterous.
Hey, I did too, so.
All right.
Which, that's a good place to start. We have our own biases on this topic. And I do want to point out that when I put this up, a lot of people were quick to point out that likely the government isn't hiding a cure and it might be a pharmaceutical company. So as we're going through this episode, if I say the government or a pharmaceutical company, what I mean is that, is there somebody hiding a cure for cancer? Yes or no? That's the topic for today.
Okay. Which is a separate question, and we'll have to point this out, from would there be incentive for a company to hide?
Oh, we'll talk about that. This is all encompassing today, John. This is, and the problem with this episode is that there's no evidence, like concrete evidence one way or another. There's just ideas out there. So I'm going to give you guys as many facts as I can and let you decide from there. And like I said, we have our own biases. So we both don't believe that currently there's people hiding a cure for cancer.
Right.
But I try to be as diligent with my research as possible. We'll get there at the end of this episode. So part of the problem is, again, there's not much evidence, and most of the people that believe someone is hiding a cure is based on a gut feeling. So like I asked the people on my Facebook, I also went to debate.org just to see people's opinions, and most of the people on debate.org thought that the government's hiding a cure for cancer, and I was like, oh, it's all trolls. But all the trolls were on the side of no, the government is not hiding a cure for cancer. So I was looking at those opinions, and the idea comes from a certain amount of skepticism, which I think is healthy. We have a certain amount of skepticism, yeah. Obviously. We've discussed it for the last 2.5 years. And my feeling, though, is that skepticism should be based on evidence, which is, there's no evidence for this. It's as plain and simple as that. So we just kind of sit in the middle. And most of the arguments for, yes, there is a cure out there being hidden are... the cost of cancer treatment is so expensive that pharmaceutical companies would never want to release a cure because then they wouldn't get crap loads of money every year from cancer patients.
Yeah.
Or some of the more extreme opinions were that the government is hiding it because they want population control. They want people to die.
Why?
We'll get there.
They make less money off of them.
Right. Well, yeah, taxes and all that. But so to be fair, the average cost of cancer treatment per year, according to one article on AARP, is around $150,000 a year. That's a lot. And if you have insurance, you're not paying for most of that, paying for a lot of it. But they don't care. They get insurance money. It's still $150,000.
And who's that going to?
It's going to the pharmaceutical companies.
There you go.
Partially to the hospital. But the pharmaceutical companies, they come up with a cancer treatment,
and they make a price.
Well, yeah, if they create a chemical, they can patent that, which means, like you said, they can charge whatever they want for the cancer cure that they've developed.
This is a poison that's going to almost kill you.
But it don't.
But your cancer will die first.
Yeah. And then there's the whole population control thing, and I honestly have no idea how to respond to that. There's one person I saw online that claimed population control is increasing at 1.17% each year, so all the countries won't eventually have room for all the people, so why wouldn't they want people to die? And the truth is population growth is steadily decreasing every year. So you're ignoring that fact completely. The world population rate is increasing at about 1.09% as of this year, 2019 and 18. The projection for 2019, I think, is like 1.07, so even lower. That's down from 1.12 in 2017, and the lowest it's been in the last century.
Yeah, and I think it'll continue to go that way because culturally and socially.
Yeah.
There's no money, costs money to have more kids. If you have a better economy, you have more kids.
Yeah, people aren't making enough wages to buy a house, let alone pay for daycare.
Yeah,
so,
and then multiple kids, different generation.
Like, Japan is becoming an older nation because people's commutes are, 3 hours, so they have to travel 6 hours every day to work 9 hours or 10 hours.
They don't even a second to smooch. Yeah.
And 1 second to smooch. So... that decrease, I should also say, is not because people are dying of cancer. We actually have more cancer survivors than ever, obviously, because of science. And survival rates aren't great, but in the 70s, there was about a 50% chance that you're going to survive 5 years. So just flip of the coin. Nowadays, it's up to 68% that you're going to live for another 5 years. So an 18% increase, nothing to shake a stick at.
Yeah.
But it also isn't contributing to a decreasing population.
I will, in fact, shake my sticks at anything that I find threatening.
Yeah. Snakes, lions.
Shake it.
Shake it off. Stick.
Yeah.
Just shake it off.
Just like T-Swift's.
There's a lot that can be learned from T-Swift.
Mm-hmm.
There's one piece of evidence that I hardly saw brought up anywhere, and it's a potential cancer cure that came out of Canada, a university in Canada, and it's been widely dropped by scientists or ignored. And some people, when I did a little bit of digging, will go as far as to say that this potential cancer cure is being suppressed by Big Pharma. Yeah, I love Big Pharma.
Well, we do have to legally love Big Pharma. They're the sponsor of this episode.
Yeah, and they give us medicine to make us love them. We have no option.
Right.
Our brains don't let us not love Big Pharma.
Right. Logically, it doesn't make any sense. I don't appreciate them in the slightest, but it's just a chemical reaction.
Right. They've changed our DNA. Mm-hmm. But by and large, it seems that they're not suppressing it. They're just ignoring this cure. And the reason, can you guess the reason?
Money.
It's money. So the cancer treatment is known as DCA, which is a chemical known as Oh, man, I said this correctly yesterday.
I said this correctly yesterday, he says, before he gives his best shot.
Dichloroacetate. So the problem is that this chemical, this sounds like...
Whenever I mess something up, I'm going to use that from now on.
I got it right yesterday.
Yeah.
So the problem is, this chemical is very common and very cheap to make. And the guy that appears to have discovered its use for cancer, a potential cancer cure, didn't patent it. So no one else can patent it, I think. So it's no longer profitable. You can't charge whatever you want for it because you can't put a patent on it. That, again, I didn't see it come up for many arguments, but there you go. There's the, yes, they're hiding a cancer cure side. There's a piece of evidence for you. Because who's to say this isn't happening on different drugs, right?
Right. But let's also note that we're talking about pharmaceutical companies, not the government.
Right. Yeah, and I said that up top. When I say this, it's everybody. Someone's hiding a cure, yes or no. So this is opinion corner, but I personally think the people that believe there's a hidden cure for cancer just like fundamentally don't understand how cancer and cancer treatment work. Because as soon as I put this question up on my Facebook page, people like had the right response right away, which is cancer is not one thing and you can't find one cancer to throw a blanket over all of it.
Yeah.
Cancer is somewhere between 100 and 200 different types of cancer. And like even in similar types of cancer, like breast cancer, there's many kinds of different cancer that aren't treated the same way. So there is a common theme in cancer, which, I mean, for one reason or another, a cell starts duplicating and dividing uncontrollably until you have a tumor.
Okay.
That's like the underlying theme of cancer. And it can happen pretty much anywhere that there's cells, which is your body. And there's a few ways that this starts to happen in a cell. So I'm going to describe this and hopefully the picture of why developing a cure for cancer, why it's hard, will start to develop. So a normal cell, when it's getting old, it needs to be replaced by a new cell. It receives a signal from either an outside cell or chemicals within your body that says, hey, it's time to start dividing, and it starts dividing. There's little receptors on the outside of the cell looking for these signals, and then it takes it to the nucleus. Nucleus says, let's divide. Then it might receive too many signals. Like instead of just receiving one and then starting dividing, it receives like 10 and then it divides 10 times. It might also not receive any signal at all. And it's just like, hey, it's time to divide, boys. And then it starts dividing on its own without those signals. And usually around the same time, the immune system's tumor defenses start to shut down or weaken, which is like there's tumors, like I'm not going to say all the time, but tumors naturally occur in our body. Usually our body is able to fight them off. But if your tumor fighting defenses are down, then you're apt for cancer. So the problem with the division is that the whatever caused that massive growth to happen is now within that cell, that cells that they've divided into. So they're going to start dividing and dividing uncontrollably. Now, some of those cells can detach from the mass and like get into your bloodstream, start traveling around the body. And that's how you get cancer from one place, like in your throat or down into your liver, and like wherever, you know, spreads like that. So there's a couple ways you can treat it. You can do surgery. You just go in and you cut it out, cut out that mass. And usually it's done in conjunction with other types of treatments because, like I said, it can enter your bloodstream. If you remove the mass, it might already be somewhere else in your body. The other problem, too, is it latches onto functioning organs, and now you're going in and you're cutting off parts of that organ, and they might not be able to function correctly anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a bad one. So if it's in the bloodstream, one thing we do is probably the most infamous treatment, which is chemo or radiation treatments. And like you said, that's where you pump your body full of poison.
Yeah.
Poison is radiation and chemo to try to kill off the cancer cells. And the way that this works is the treatments target fast growing cells and just destroy them. So that's why you lose like your hair and you have like blood problems, is because the cells that create our hair are some of the fastest growing cells in our body.
Mm-hmm.
So it attacks those and kills them. And our bones are constantly creating red blood cells. So it attacks your red blood cells. So that's where those problems come in. A little bit of trivia for you. So some other treatments we've talked about before, like stem cell transplants. So I'm not going to spend too much time on that because we have a whole episode on stem cells. But the problem with that is it only works for certain types of cancer. I forgot to say on chemo, your body can actually become resistant to some of those treatments just because like the cancer cells will adapt. Sometimes they'll like release proteins that render the medication ineffective. That's bad.
Yeah.
Because then you can't like kill those cells. And then sometimes we have like hormone therapy or immunotherapy. Like I said, the body already fights off tumors. But sometimes the cancer cells blend in with normal cells. So what immunotherapy does is they go in, they attach like certain proteins to cancer cells that the immune system then says, oh, that's bad. We should probably be destroying that. And it goes in and destroys those cells. There's a few ways that they destroy the cells. I think the most common one is when the cells are dividing, they target the nucleus of the cell, and then you kill the nucleus and you kill the cell. There's a few other ways, like DCA, that other treatment that I talked about before, basically starves the cell of being able to bring in food for itself and sustain itself, and it starves to death, starves the cells, which is kind of crazy. So does it make sense why this is really hard to cure?
Yeah. You had really good information. I didn't want to interrupt you.
I know. Well, there's 200 of these.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, yeah, that's like four treatments right there. And there's a ton of different drugs that work more effectively for different types of cancers. There's also different stages of cancer. So if it's really early on, like chemo is going to be really effective because there's not a lot of cells to kill, or like a mastectomy or something like that. If it's an early tumor, you go and you take it out, it's probably not in the bloodstream yet, so you don't really necessarily need chemo. Maybe you do still, but you just don't know.
Can I say that I just thought of the absolute solution to this whole problem.
Yeah,
like that there's a question. Is the theory that if there is a cure that the government's hiding, that they were paid to keep it under wraps, or that the rich and powerful secretly get these treatments?
Yes. I've heard that before, too.
Because couldn't you just look at their records and say, oh, Magic Johnson, well, that's different. Well, he has a whole medical conspiracy theory behind him, too.
Not only that,
but
rich and powerful people die of cancer all the time.
Yeah, John McCain.
Yeah.
Just passed away from that.
Yeah, and he's part of the government.
Yeah, our CEO.
Yeah, of our company just passed away. It's all over the place. So if, especially in the government, like if you're a government worker or you work for pharmaceutical, you'd live to be like 200 if this stuff was being hidden out there.
Yeah.
Unless they're like, no, they got to kill them off so no one catches on to them. There's always an answer for the dumb stuff.
Yeah.
So this brings me back to the other part too is, the government has almost nothing to gain from this. Like other than if they made a cure, that, like you said, they'd get more tax revenue, but they're not the ones selling the drugs. But there are countries out there that have a lot of people that get cancer that are on universal health care. So wouldn't it be more beneficial for them to develop a cure for cancer? And it's like $20 for DCA.
Yeah.
And the cost for universal health care goes down drastically.
Not only that, but that's still an argument in favor of population control or whatever, and there's still no benefit of that.
Yeah.
You want more people to make more money.
Exactly. I got some stats on that last thing, though, about the universal health care, because I was like, someone brought that up, and I was like, well, I need some numbers on it. So they're in Australia. Australia has the highest cancer rate in the world. And right now, well, in 2004, the government paid for about 70% of all medical treatments. So, and then the rest of the money came from private parties. So it'd be incredibly beneficial for them to develop a cure for cancer, because it'd be so much less expensive, and they could spend money on more important crap. Like infrastructure, you know, I'm not saying like medical treatment's not important, but like $150,000 per person per year or $10,000 per person per year. Which one would you take as the government? Kill PBS or cancer cure? Which one do you want?
Yeah.
So the thing about that, though, is that the pharmaceutical companies are still selling this cure to the government, if that were the case. So they'd be highly incentivized to hide the cure from the government in that case. And this is the pharmaceutical companies, people think of them as one big entity. That's why we have phrases like big pharma. But in reality, there's this article, I don't remember where it's from, but it says that there's 600 publicly traded pharmaceutical companies and well over 2,000 private companies out there existing. They're all going to be racing to find the next big cure that's going to be profitable for
them. Yeah, they're not a big pharma evil entity.
They're not one person.
They're a big pharma evil market.
Yeah, we sometimes see the D-bags out there like Martin Shkreli that do bad things like hike up the price of EpiPens, but they also want to corner the market on something. The reason he hiked up the price is because he can. Yeah. He has a foothold in that. So if you came up with a cure for cancer, you can charge whatever the hell you want for it.
Yeah.
So like you could, I mean, this is devious, but you could charge $150,000 per person per year still.
Yeah.
It's a cure for cancer, damn it.
Yeah.
The other part of it too is that there are plenty of incentives out there for finding a cure monetarily. So in 1971, Richard Nixon started wars on everything. I don't know if you know this about him. He started the war on drugs. He also started a war on cancer.
Yeah, he started the war on soup, salad, breadsticks. That's what got me under my skin.
Yeah, as soon as he died, Olive Garden was like, thank God.
Unlimited forever. Yeah, thanks, Caesar Garden.
So he came up with the Cancer Act of 1971, and this set up grants and funding for different parties, like universities or private companies to...
create cures.
Fund cancer research. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also this thing called the Orphan Drug Act of 1983, which I didn't know about. And this incentivizes pharmaceutical companies for researching cures for diseases that affect less than 200,000 people, which there are some rare cancers out there that would certainly fall into this category. I mean, any disease that affects less than 200,000 people is considered rare. That seems like a lot of people to me.
Yeah.
So that's also out there. If you do that, you get crap loads of money, not to mention all of the notoriety that you'd get for discovering a cure for cancer. You'd get the Nobel Peace Prize immediately. You'd be like, I have the cure for cancer. And then you get, here's the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, they'd be shining it for you.
Polishing it. Just mm-hmm. Not only that, but usually it's universities or pharmaceutical companies funding this research. So think of the credibility that they'd get for funding the person that cured cancer.
Oh my God. The sponsorships?
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd get a Monster Energy logo on your forehead.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. There's the new library is called the Monster Energy Drink.
Ultra Extreme Voltage Library of Institution.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just, with the amount of pharmaceutical companies out there, they're all racing to get this stuff. And to be fair, there's plenty of incentive to hide a cure for cancer if you're a pharmaceutical company. But why would you? You'd make so much freaking money, man. Can you imagine? You'd be Scrooge McDuck.
Hold on, I'm trying to imagine.
Have you imagined it yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm covered in bruises, coin-shaped bruises all over my body. Man.
They're not fun.
Wow.
I talked a lot this episode, but I think that pretty much encompasses everything. Like I said, there's not a lot of evidence to work on. So you just have to take the information that's out there and form your own opinions. I'm not going to tell you what to think, but now you know what I think.
Yeah, but if you want the right opinion, you'd agree with us.
That's true. Do you have anything else to say?
No.
I don't either.
Oh, what were the results of that poll, fella?
Should we say them after the break? Jonathan.
Nicholas?
Where can people find us?
On StrangestThoughtShow.com.
You know, there's other places that you can go if you want to help us out. Like, you can leave us a review wherever you're listening to this.
Which we got a new one.
We
haven't read.
We do. It's from Eldritch Eggplant from a week ago. Hey, thank you.
Look at that.
They gave us 5 stars.
That's recommended amount.
You're gonna have to translate this title for me because I don't understand teen speak.
Oh, okay.
But the title is "Yeet This Into My Ears."
Okay. Well, we can't say that on television.
What is that?
Read the review.
I don't know what that means. Okay.
Go listen to a Travis Scott album. We're gonna get you updated.
Should I
musically.
Actually bleep that out?
No, it's fine.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, it's probably fine.
Okay. They said the host managed to keep topics interesting without sacrificing too much detail. Mostly lighthearted, but with the appropriate amount of respect given to serious topics. Would recommend.
Wow.
So thank you, Eldritch Eggplant. I like to imagine what kind of creature.
Did they spell wood like your last name?
No.
Like they would recommend you to someone?
W-O-U-L-D.
Okay. Well,
I'm looking up yeet.
The double entendre.
Urban,
you know. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why?
Not on air. And
it's not bad, is it?
I'm still John.
No, we got more stuff to talk about. What the heck? I gotta figure out what this means. It's not bad, is it? Is it? Tell me right now, is it bad?
Look it up.
It says it's not, but like, how do I trust the internet? Just be straight with me, man.
What does it say? What's the definition?
Everyone thinks they know what it means until they realize they have no effing clue. There's stuff like that. One word, a word one may scream while propelling an object through the air at alarming speeds, heights, etc. The top one is an exclamation. It can be used to express excitement, usually happily, but also nervously. It can be used as an exclamation of victory, or as a battle cry or focus shout while throwing or hitting something. Like, hi-ya! What did you think it meant?
As a noun, that a yeet is the action of yeeting. Yeet can also be a feeling or emotion, usually like an adrenaline rush.
Man, I had this whole thing to talk about after the break, and now we're just talking about what yeet means. Did you think it was something dirty?
Did you know that the future perfect tense of yeet is I would have yacht?
Oh, If yeet means something bad, please leave us a 5-star review and let us know why. So I already told you which country is has the highest rate of cancer. Do you want to guess, like, some other top dogs?
Ooh, how fun.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Russia?
No.
It's huge.
They are way low on the scale. Let's see if they're even on the top
China?
50. I don't think they're on the top 50. So number 2 is New Zealand. Number
what?
3 is Ireland.
What?
Number 4 is Hungary.
No.
And number 5 is the U.S.
Okay.
Man, like, a lot of these people are tiny little countries, which probably has something to do with it. Do you want to know who the top spender on cancer research is?
Oh, who's that? It's got to be Sweden or something.
No, it's the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, we spend a lot. And then I believe it's Japan, then Germany, then the United Kingdom, then Italy. But I also found out that Finland is the leading country in cancer care and research.
That's what I was thinking of.
Right. This is Nordic. Like, I think this is based on how their success rate, but they have the best, I don't know, the cancer research for Finland is above the U.S. on this article.
Yes, I told you.
There you go.
I didn't. I said Sweden, but I meant Nordic countries.
Well, I don't know how they classify this. This says cancer research has traditionally been high quality in Finland, so I don't know if it's the quality of research or what. Or how many, like, studies are published or what, but they...
It's top quality. You don't get some dum-dum pop. You get a full Tootsie Pop.
Yeah. No,
when you leave.
Store brand, good value.
Yeah,
it's
whatever. Quality. You get great a nice blanket. Stuff. Yeah.
We spent too much time talking about yeet, so... by law, you have to go like us on Facebook now.
Right. Legally.
Legally.
Unless you want to be a crime criminal, which is the worst kind of criminal there is.
You know what the opposite of being a criminal is? Before we close out the show.
A supporter on Patreon?
Yes. You can go to patreon.com/flyingmachine.
Yeah.
And just give us $1 a month.
I'll tell you what. Even if you are a criminal, we will absolve you of your sins.
Yeah.
For $1 a month.
We are ordained priests and we will absolve you of all sins in the eye of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. So we're part of the Flying Machine Network.
Right.
Flying Machine content channel has a new episode out about Final Fantasy 13 that you
yes it does
to. Just wanted to shove that in there before I went on to say that for $1 a month, dudes, you get exclusive live stream events, usually hosted by me, but eventually I'm sure other people will too.
And that's the ethereal, dude. So you could sign your mom up, your Uncle Paul.
Yeah,
you could sign up your dog even if he doesn't listen.
Yeah, for $5 a month you get that and some other stuff, a monthly newsletter, and bonus episodes. So every month, every show puts out a bonus episode, and we're coming up on a year now. In May, it'll be a year, so you'll have a whole year's worth of bonus episodes to go through and listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So,
if you got no friends, you could, like, listen and pretend that we're friends.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
So go do that, jerks.
Yeah.
I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.
I give you... the incredible flying machine!